You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is what the Denver Broncos need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Chris Trapasso from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 12th overall. And that's what needs quarterback traps. All right, let's jump into the NFL mock draft database simulator. So, Terry Arnold staring me in the face. I love the idea of pairing him with Patrick Surtain Jr. Brock Bowers is there. Jared Verse is there. Tully Fuaga is there. Brian Thomas Jr. is there. Like, all those guys fill needs. Even Byron Murphy is probably the best player on the board.
This might seem obvious, but this is a huge pick for the Broncos. I mean, I think they will want to pick a quarterback, just because their next pick isn't until 76. So it's like, which position do you want to address? And this would be a difficult choice because there are a lot of really good prospects still on the board.
I think you have to trade down, but we can't do that. Producer Harry has made the decree, so we're stuck picking here.
Yes, this would be a trade down situation for sure. I would gravitate toward Terry and Arnold. Honestly, I'm a big Brian Thomas guy, and I think after trading Jerry Jeudy, even with Marvin Mims, they signed Josh Reynolds. I still think wide receiver is a pretty big need, obviously beyond quarterback for them.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with Terry and Arnold, though, truly.
I think I'm leaning towards Terry because at 76, you'll find a wide receiver.
I'll be yes.
concerned about yep. finding a starting. And I'll be honest, man, I'm even considering Byron Murphy here.
That's not crazy.
I love that guy so much. The good news is you have a ton of decisions to make. Brock Bowers, Terry Arnold, Byron Murphy, Brian Thomas Jr. I think that
why don't we go Byron Murphy? I think the depth at corner, like in day two to day three, like early day three is okay. Defensive tackle, not so much.
And the other thing is this, how often does a cornerback come in and dominate? And how often does a defensive tackle come in and is able to be disruptive? Because obviously Patrick Surtain's the exception.
Yeah, really.
But I love Terry.
Byron Arnold. Murphy.
Yeah, Byron Murphy it is. All right, so we'll figure out.
All the way to 76.
Cornerback and wide receiver situation at 76. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. So there's Xavier Leggett.
And Javon Bullard. Oh, we don't need to. We need a Nick corner too. Okay. So let's see. And you know what?
Any other wide receivers?
Hit the quarterback button just for fun. Maybe Drake May's still there. He's not. Okay. Open against hope. I love Spencer Rattler, but he's not going to be the long-term solution in Denver, I don't believe. So I like Xavier Leggett here.
I would say either one of those top two. I'm a big Javon Baker fan. I don't know if you think 76 is too early. Really, any one of those top four, I think, to replenish that spot. Or if you want to see corner, maybe.
Yeah, let's see corner real quick, but I'm with you. I think I'm leaning towards. So Chris Abrams training as well. And then after that, some people like Andrew Phillips a little more than I do. Renardo Green's still there. We pick at 121. So now the math we're doing, Traps, is will we have enough good corners or wide receivers at 121, depending on what position we go here?
I think Leggett kind of stands out. I mean, I'm not crazy high on him, but just there's no way he's going to get to 121 yards after the catchability. You can get the ball out quickly, and he'll still make plays. He can kind of create something out of nothing with the ball in his hand. So I would probably lean in that direction.
Yeah, I agree. And you're going to need to be creating a lot of something out of nothing in this offense, in this division, I think.
Yeah.
All right. 121.
Now we'll start that pick. We have like a pick every 10 picks now for the rest of the draft, I think.
Let's see what the cornerbacks look like, Harry, when we get there so we can check that box. All right. All right. We got everyone there. Is that
exactly
right?
So that's was good math there.
All right. I'll let you decide. You can decide which corner you want.
How about Kyree Jackson? I think at 121 is about right for him. I mean, 6'3", over 200 pounds, 33-inch arms, former Alabama guy. Some ugly reps on film, but then some dominant kind of press coverage on film. That's obviously what the Broncos get with Patrick Surtain, that he's so good in man coverage. To get that other guy across from him, I think Kyree Jackson, kind of a dart to throw here in the fourth round, but I think he could outplay his draft position.
Yeah, no, I like Kyree Jackson. To your point, there's some good and some bad, but I think the good for me gives me hope. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Let's hit best available, Harry, and then we'll figure out the rest. I don't know why this draft tracker does not like Ben Sinnott.
It hates him. It's weird because I have him way higher than 106.
Yeah, he feels like he's going to be a day two guy. Leonard Taylor on the interior. We got Byron Murphy. Mo Kamara situational. Hit the edge rush button, Harry. Let's see what we got there.
I was thinking
there.
The same.
Like Javon Solomon. I don't mind him here at 136, for being honest. I think he has a chance to be an early day three guy. Who else down a little bit?
The only problem with Mo Kamara is that he's like turns 25 this year. He's fun on film and he's small, but it's like, man, like there's just not a lot of upside there.
So he's like not a poor man's version, but it's similar to Nick Benito in that he's undersized, but he's actually probably Nick Benito's age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm fine with John. Like, I'm fine with Solomon here, honestly, because I do think they need some more juice around the corner, even with Nick Benito.
Let's do it. I love Solomon. 2-point stance guy, but he gets after it, plays with hair on fire, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm. What about offensive line? You like offensive line here? Addressing it there?
Yeah.
Either interior or tackle, or maybe one of those guard tackles in this class. There's
absolutely
a lot of those. Ooh, Limmer is there, and they obviously lost Cushenberry in free agency.
Yep, and they have Luke Wattenberg as their center now. I'm fine with Bo Limmer here. I mean,
yeah, I think he's instant starter, can be a plus player in the next couple of years, but you plug him in day one. To get that in the fourth round, I think that's pretty good value regardless of what position you're picking.
Yep, and hit off the tackle, Harry. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Gonsalves is going to kick inside. Caden Wallace is, I feel like, a grand slam here. I love Caden Wallace.
Yeah, and I think at this point, even though this simulator has him ranked 190, I think being able to play tackle, if you need him to play guard in a pinch, he can, but has just the length and just the sheer mass that a lot of these players, especially this late, don't usually have in the draft.
Yep, so this is 147, I think, so he'll probably come off the board somewhere on day three. And let's do Caden Wallace here, Harry. All right, two more picks, 203 and 207. So let's do best available, and if he's gonna have,
Michael Pratt.
Yeah, let's
still
see.
There.
Oh, yeah, dang it, Harry! You pull a fast one on us. Let's go quarterback, because let's see, just for fun.
Milton, you know what? Devin Leary. I stupidly I didn't watch him like when I normally watch quarterbacks super early in the process, and I was like, oh yeah, Devin Leary's in this class. I just ended up watching him, and I was like, I can see him being a day three guy. That were like, oh, he got picked. I mean, the arm talent or the arm strength from a clean pocket, I think, is NFL caliber. What do you think?
Yeah, I was hoping for more from him coming from NC State. Sure, joked with our buddy Will Pete Prisco that he would outplay Will Levis his final year at Kentucky. He didn't do that, but I'm fine. I'm fine with that. He had a good.
He has combine. NFL traits.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. He had a good combine. Keaton Slovis, of course, is the fastest quarterback in the draft class, but I prefer Devin Leary. All right, let's take Devin Leary here. I mean, Joe Milton should be a first-round pick. It's just not worked out for him. All right, and one last pick here. Who's our favorite player? JB and Cohen, I like, if you want to add depth along the offensive line. Scroll down a little bit, Harry, there. Christian Boyd is a bowling ball in the middle. I don't mind bookending Byron Murphy with Christian Boyd.
No, I think that would be a fun combination. Different ends of the size spectrum there. Yeah. but they're up the field pass rushers. They're both, I mean, Christian Boyd gets after it at like 330.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that would be a good add, and they definitely need some more depth on the interior.
All right, let's do that. Had our hands tied behind our back in this draft. Couldn't get a quarterback, couldn't trade out of it. But not bad. Not bad at all.
And I think with Devin Leary, I mean, he can be that. I mean, this is obviously not ideal for what the Broncos would want to do, but to be that pure pocket passer that gets the ball out of his hands, can make some tight window throws, it kind of fits with what Sean Payton, I think, wants from his quarterback instead of what he got from Russell Wilson the last couple of years.
He feels like Jared Stidham. I mean, let's be real. And the other thing, as much as I love Spencer Rattler is 76, and no Xavier Leggett and Devin Leary, I think it's obvious you got to get better quicker, because Spencer Rattler, I don't think, would play right away, and I don't expect Devin Leary to either. But Byron Murphy will. So that's who you get number 12, since it's a no-trade-down scenario. Then you get Xavier Leggett to help the wide receiver core, get some help in the secondary with Kyrie Jackson, edge rush helping Javon Solomon, and then you bolster the offensive line with Bo Limmer and Caden Wallace. Get that backup quarterback in Devin Leary, and you bookend things with Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa. I love the idea of him and Byron Murphy playing together. That sounds fun to me. Now they're just going to win some games. All right, that wraps up the Perfect Broncos Draft Class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts, because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.